I think it's time. So I want to finish what we were doing, I think, Shine Side, but I just want to review it again a little bit, just for clarity, because I want to put it all together just once more. If you don't mind, I think it's kedai for clarity just to go over it again. And then if we have more time, let's look at that Yad Ramah, which we didn't do. If we don't have time, we'll have to skip the Yad Ramah. But Rabbi Rav Yoyo Silverberg sent me, I think he sent me a Marei Makom, interesting Marei Makom, which is very short, from Shiurei Rabbi Gershon, right? And I think that's from Rav Gershon, what was it, from just Nifter. That and has a little teeny piece on Artaisis. It's a long piece, but he has a little piece on Artaisis. And he says, it's just nice what the pashtus is. And once he puts down the pashtus, he says the pashtus is that Rashi agrees to Taisus that the case could have been the same din would be true in Taisus' case also, because there's no svara lechalek. In other words, Rashi says that the case, the Gemara wants to know, how do we find the case of that the Eden is kadim? So Rashi gives a case where you sold the board, you sold the land, you sold the board with Ritva says it, where Rashi says it, you sold the land, and the person who bought it built the board. So in that case, the Eden was before the board. So he says the same thing would be true if you sold the Eden. Because also, you built, if you built the Eden, you built the Eden before the boar, and then you sell the Eden. So the Eden is called them. So he says that Rashi, I mean, and that's what really Taisus says. Taisus says that that's the case. When Taisus says when you sell the Eden, that's called the Eden is called them. So why should we make a machlokes Rashi and Taisus and Svara? It's not so mistavra. So he says, and Einachinami, Rashi grants that both cases are called kadim, and Taisus also grants that both cases are called would be kadim. In other words, he says that the pashas in the sugya is that there's no machlekes Rashi and Taisus. They both agree that in both cases makes no difference whether you sold the tree or you sold the boar, since the Eden was planted the heter, you don't have to chop down the tree. It's only a question, which case was the Gemara picking? Rashi decided that the Gemara's case was that he sold the boar or the empty land which upon which you built the boar. And Taisus decides the case is that you sold the tree.
But he was never bothered by the kasha why Rashi changes the pushup shot.
Right. So that's not right. I'm getting there. Right. So that's what he said. So I'm just happy that, you know, if I would write up the sugya, so you always have to know where your starting point is. So the starting point is, Rav Gershon says that the simple pshat the sugya is that obviously there's no machlokes because Taifas doesn't say any reason why he argues with Rashi and Svara. So he only argues, Taifas only argues in Rashi and Lashon. So that means that there's just a lashon machlokes, what the case is. But there's no machlokes in Svara. So just like Taifas has his case and Rashi has his case, and in Svara there's no machlokes. So therefore, they both agree that both cases are considered kadim. And in both cases, you do not have to chop down the tree. The problem that we had against that simple pshat is, first of all, Rav Nosson just mentioned that, so then why didn't Rashi learn the Gemara like Taisus? What did Rashi, or he could have learned in both cases. Why does Rashi go out of his way to pick one case, which Gupa Taisus says is not mashma? Taisus picked the case of his case because he thought it's somehow mashma that way in the Gemara. Okay, but Rashi has no hechruch not to pick Taisus's case. So he could have said it's neutral. He could have said it's thinking about both cases. Could have said it's only Taisus's case. But why does Rashi go out of his way to say it's to only mention his case? Right? That was
The Ketzayis asks this question as where as well. This is Yoel Silverberg sent another Maharam Malkum, right?
Okay. Yeah, but okay, well, that's too complicated for me.
No, so, no, the point is, though, that the Ketzos asked that question, Rashi.
Okay, right. So that was one question. And then, but then we had...
I thought that isn't the Ritz for the strongest, because you have a Rishon who's really showing there's two sides to the coin. At the end of the day, once there's a Rishon that shows that he sees two sides and a Maila and a Chasar and I'm picking one way...
That's only in Tisus. But in Rashi, we don't see any two sides in the Ritva.
Right. It says he dafka pick that. I thought the Ritva says that Rashi could not, you cannot learn the sugi the way Rashi sets it up. According to the Ritva, right?
I didn't say that any Ritva, I did not see. And the Ritva did not. Ritva says that Tisus cannot learn, that you can't, you disagree with Rashi, because when you sell the boar, ba'ayin and yafa.
Right.
But so that any reason why Tais Rashi did not learn the case that I sold the tree. So therefore, we, you know, what we're talking now in Rashi, the issue is why, what does Rashi hold? So the Gershon said that the pashas is that Rashi would hold the both cases.
Yeah, but he says it both ways. It says Rashi would hold of Tais, Tais would hold of Rashi. Now we do see that the Ritva.
So on that, the Ritva is again, but I hear where he's coming from, because Ritva came in with the Svar of Ayin Yafeh, and Tavis doesn't mention anything about the Svar of Ayin Yafeh. So, okay, but Enochinami, so now you can argue with him maybe, but on the, say on the first half, which is the half that we're asking the question of on Rashi, you know, there's Rashi, as we're focusing on Rashi, seemingly the Rav Gershon is right, that there's no reason why Rashi Rashi could say either way, which brings the question: why did Rashi pick Padavka his way? Okay. Then
doesn't the Ritva show us that there's a hechruch? We said before there's a hechruch maybe in the Lashon. So why does Rashi vary from the Lashon? But I thought from the Ritva we see that there's a better way, because Ayin Yafa the Taka would be a svara that Rashi's going out of the way and saying not like that, right? Whatever that way that is, Rashi's dafka being fakared from a good svara now, not just a lashon. So it's much stronger.
Okay, it's the same question, except I think the other way is a stronger question, because Rashi, okay, you don't hold in a svara of Ayin Yafa. Okay, you don't have to hold in a svara, but the lashon is lashon. Lashon, you can't, you know, like, you know, Rashi can argue in Lamdas and doesn't have to hold the Ayin Yafa, but the or what we where we said it is, of course, Rashi will hold the Ayin Yafa, but he won't hold that it goes to this extent. It depends how far Ayin Yafa goes. But I mean, what's strange is that Rashi goes out of his way to be Daichik Deloshin. You know, I think that is a stronger question, like, because there's no reason to do that. Rashi could have just learned the Gemara both ways. Could have said the Gemara is talking about both cases. Could have said it, you know. Anyway, but the Maisa, we had another Kasha, which was, I think, much stronger against Rav Gershon, is if he's right, let's go through the Cheshbon. If he's right, the Rashi Svara is that you don't have to chop down the tree because the tree was Kaldim. Said Rav Gershon, according to Rashi Svara, it makes no difference which is the case, whatever got sold, since the tree was planted beheter, there's no reason to chop down the tree. Now, it comes along the Ritva and it says, but the case can't be where you sold the boar, because then there's a svar of Ayin Yafa. The way we understand it is that even though mitzad baba basra, so to speak, you don't have to chop down the tree, because the tree was planted beheter. But there's a different reason why you have to chop down the tree. Not a baba basra dikadin, not a masik dikadin, but because, Tom, you committed yourself. You made a ischaivis, as ayin yafa. You committed yourself that you can chop down your tree, right? There's nothing to do with baba basra, nothing to do with machlekes abayin rava. It's a different svara why, when you sell the tree, it's more, you have to chop down the tree. Then the Ritva says, and when you therefore the case must be that you sold the tree, and the reason why you don't have to chop down the tree, the Ritva says, is why? Why is it supposed to say you don't have to chop down the tree?
Again, Ayin Yafa.
Again, Ayin Yafa. So how did the Shlag up Rav Gershon? Bechayra. Why did the Shlag him up?
There would be a nafkamin and a halacha between the two cases.
No, wait, I want to shlug him up. No.
I mean, why would you need the Ayin Yafa?
Yeah, why you need Ayin Yafa, right. In other words, the way it's set up, the way he's setting it up, just keeping the cheshbon. Rashi sets the pashtus, right? The Gemara of Gershom, the pashtus is that without any svar, Rashi doesn't have Ayin Yafet. Rashi never brought in Ayin Yafet. The pashtus is whichever way that since the tree was planted by Heter, by Lokeach, so it makes no difference if you bought the tree, you bought the boar, makes no difference what you bought, you don't have to knock down anything. Comes along, the Ridwan says, the case can't be that you bought the boar, because then there's an external reason, totally external, why you have to chop down the tree. Because when I sold you the boar, I gave you permission to chop down my tree because of Ayin Yafet. Good. Now I sell you the tree. So it's bullshit. Why, you don't have to knock down the tree because there's no reason to knock down the tree. There's no basis to knock down the tree. Because Rav Gershon says that's called kadim, that's the pashtus. So there'd be no reason for the ritva to be saying ayin yafa. Because the fact that the ritva says ayin yafa is a raya that he argues with Rav Gershon. With this Rav Gershon, he says that without the svar of ayin yafa, in other words, if you say not like him, you say like that Rashi. Are only says one case, not the other case, because only this case is the din is only when you sell the boar, don't you have to knock down the tree? But when you sell the tree, you would have to knock down the tree, because the only case of kadim is when you sell the boar, not when you sell the tree. So that is very good, right? That's the starting point. Therefore, the ritva is stuck. Once the Ritva comes along and says the case can be when you sold the boar, so now there's no case left. In Svara, Rashi's right that when you sell the tree, you have to knock down the tree. When you sell the boar, you have to knock down the tree. So now the Ritva has a problem. And there's no case when you have to knock down the tree. So that's why the Ritva needs that the case could be that you sold the tree. And even though I was Babasra, you should be mechuyev to not chop down the tree, because this is not called the Kadim, but comes along the din of Ayin Yafet and overrides it. So in other words, the two questions. Now there are two rayas. I'm not that both indicate the same thing. There seems to be two rayas to indicate that according to Rashi, the din would be that the only time you don't have to chop down the tree is when you buy the boar, but not when you buy the tree. Raya number one, because why did Rashi pick that case? And raya number two, because if the din is true, that in both cases you don't have to chop down the tree, then there's no reason why the Ritva needs Ayin Yafa to explain why you don't have to chop down the tree in the second case. Except you don't have to chop down the tree for the same reason, according to Rashi, you wouldn't have to chop down the tree.
That's only because if the Ritva makes a new pshat in what kadam means, therefore he has to come out of that.
The Ritva didn't yet make a new pshat in what kadam means.
That's right, but we know that we.
Coming later. I don't know, Priscilla. I don't know why should he make a new pshat? There's no.
I don't know if it's hechuch, but if he does have a different pshat in kadam, so that could be kadam. Why needs the next step?
I don't agree. Has a new pshat, and if he does have a new pshat, it's only because of this hechuch. But there's no the way we're setting it up. There's no reason to have a new pshat in kadam. Rashi has a beautiful pshat in kadam. No one ever objected to Rashi, Pshat, and Kadim. The only reason why we objected to Rashi is because of a technicality, a side problem, that there's a that when you sell the boar, there's a side problem called Ayin Yafeh, that you agree to chop down the tree. Okay. So that's a side problem.
Maybe Rabbi,
so rid of that case. But now we have Rashi's beautiful Pshat and Kadim, which is that because you came first, and was when you sell the tree. Perfect.
Maybe it's because he read the Mishnah. I think that's what Rabbi said the Hecher was. He read the Mishnah. He came up with the new Pshat and Kadim that's always considered like Maisa Bereishis. Does Rashi learn?
I don't agree with you. The only reason why he had to come up with this new Pshat and Maisa Bereishis is because he couldn't learn the simple Pshat and Kadim, because he had to make it totally on because Ayin Yafeh, whatever, I don't know. But if you say what I'm saying, there's no reason, everything's simple. I'm going to the Cheshbon. We have Rashi. No one had any problem in Rashi how you'd explain Kadim. Kadim means because you came first. You're early, you came back, you were built better. Says the Greb Gershon, that Svara of Kadim applies both by when you buy the tree, when you buy the boar. Says Ritva, that for a technical reason, when you sell the boar, it's not you have to chop down the tree for a technical side reason, nothing to do with anything, Zaitik, for a side reason because of Ayin Yafeh. Good. So now we still have the Svara of Kadim, like Rashi said, which fitted into the Mishnah. In the case when you sell the boar, everything beautiful.
When somebody, according to Rebbe, when he sells the boar, is there any svara in the world that he should have to chop down the tree? In other words, the svara that he should have to chop down the tree or not? According to Rashi, would he have to come on to Ayin Yafeh to keep his own tree? And that step right there, that first step, when he sells the boar, the ritva has a real svara that he has to that the kadam alone is not enough, right?
If not for Ayin Yafeh, he would not have to cut chop down the tree. That means that Kadim is enough. When you sell the boar, Rashi said you don't have to chop down the tree because the Mishnah says Kadim. Ritva agrees to that, except he says that there's an external problem because of Ayin Yafeh, which means that Ayin Yafeh overrides the svar of Kadim. Okay. But the way we Pashup Shad understood it, it's an external svara. Fine. Because of Ayin Yafeh. So but that Ayin Yafeh, Ayin Yafeh means that I gave you the right to demand me to chop down my tree so you can have a boar. Now that doesn't apply when I sell you the tree. Like anything Ayin Yafeh will give the tree more rights, not take away. So therefore, selling the tree is pashut. You have to.
I'm just confused. But when he sells the bar, according to the Ritva, doesn't he become Bereshus Gemura? Did I mix it up? When he sells the bar, now he becomes Kadam. The bar becomes Kadam, no?
But that happens to be what we said. I'm trying to go over the steps by step. But okay. the in the simple reading of the Ritva, he didn't say that yet, and there's no reason to him to say that. At this point, in the simple reading, the way I'm just trying to explain the simple sugya, you're right, but you're jumping ahead of me. In the simple reading the sugya, if you assume like Rav Gershon, so there's a svara that Rashi says kadim, it applies in both cases. The Ritva argued with the case when you sell the boar because of Ayin Yafeh. Therefore, there's no reason why the Ritva should argue by saving yourself the tree. There is no Svara. So if there's no Svara of Ayin Yafeh, so then you just leave it. Then you don't have to chop down the tree. But you see, not like that in the Ritva. The Ritva needed the Svara of Ayin Yafeh. So there are two Rayas really against Rav Gershon. One is because why did Rashi pick this case? And we're not saying it's both. And two, why does the Ritva need ayin yafet. So what we wanted to say yesterday, I mean, we based it on later in the Ritva, but I'm just maybe for the sake of making life easier, say it now. But we wanted to say, we wanted to say as far as Pshat and Rashi is Rashi picked that we disagreed with Gershon. We said that when you Rashi holds that only when you sell the boar is the tree kadim, but when you sell the tree is not kadim. Because Rashi holds, and this is this pashas in Sfar, that when that the buyer is always a new boy on the block. Because when you buy something, it's like you're starting from now. You can't say, well, the tree was planted 10 years ago. Yeah, but it wasn't your tree. When you buy it, you know, there's you're starting a new beginning.
Hadash, what they call that.
What?
Ham Chadash is Balakan. I think they call them.
Yeah. So therefore, the whole story is saying is that the tree was Kadim because the tree was planted 50 years ago before there was a boar. Yeah, but that was a different tree. That was Yanko's tree. And now it's David's tree.
But that was only, Rebbe said, because they were both owned by the same person, so there's no shame. Mazik. Had I bought the tree? No, I thought that was Rebbe's.
I don't know. You don't get me confused. But let me say, fine. I don't even know if I would say that. And when you, if you're buying a tree, let's make life simple. Try and be simple. When you buy,
let's say there were two different people. One owned the tree, and he came beheter. He doesn't sell that to the new guy. I think he does.
Oh, maybe because he sells his right. Okay, let me.
That's what I'm saying. It's only because it's
okay. Can I sell you my right? Okay, I don't know. I don't know. That's it might be a side reason. But the story we wanted to say is that when you buy a tree, you really are no longer kadim because everything is new. So therefore, what Rashi's saying, Pshat and Rashi is that there's a svara of kadim. When you keep the boar and you sell the tree and you sell the boar, so the bow tree is kadim because he didn't sell the tree. But when he sells the tree, then if anything, the bow of boar is kadim because the tree is a new beginning. Right? That's what he wanted to say. Now comes along Taisus and argue with Rashi. So Taisus has to argue with both points of Rashi. Right? Because Taivis argues with, I mean, the Ritva. Ritva argues with Rashi and says, when you sell the boar, so really the tree is kadim because the tree is, you know, the boar is new, the tree is old. But come to the Sfarah, my marker, which tells you have to chop down the tree. When you sell the boar, really, according to the logic, let me say, when you sell the tree, according to the logic, because you sold the tree is new, and you should have to chop down the tree. Comes along my mocher and says, you don't have to sell the tree. So Taiv is arguing in Rashi twice. So we wanted to say, a svara, I'm not saying it's that mocha, but, and because the motivation for this was for what's later, is that we had a kasha. We had two other questions. Is that how, if the reason is because of my mocher, that's why you don't have to chop down the tree. So why does the Mishnah say it's because it's kadim? The Mishnah is saying the wrong reason, right? And our second kasha is, why does the Ritva at the end say it's shaloka hoigen? Something to do with Shalom Gehoigen. There's nothing Shalom Gehoigen. The reason why you chop down the tree is not because it's Shalom Gehoigen. You chop down the tree because of my mocha, because of Ayin Yafet. Those are our two questions on the Ritva later, right? Let me just say that again if I said it too quickly. The Ritva says that when you sell the tree, the reason why you have to chop down the tree is because because when you sell the tree,
no, if you sell the tree, you don't have to chop it down.
You Sadri, you don't have to chop it down. I'm saying you sell the tree, you don't have to chop it down. I take it back. When you sell the tree, you don't have to chop it down. But when you sell the boar, you do have to chop it down. When you sell the boar, you have to chop down the tree because of Ayin Yafeh. When you sell the tree, you don't have to chop down the tree because of Ayin Yafeh. So we had kashas on each of those. If when you sell the tree, you don't have to sell the tree because of Ayin Yafeh, so why did the Mishnah say the reason why you don't have to sell the tree is because it was Kadam? Mishnah is giving the wrong reason. And when you sell the boar and you do have to chop down the tree, what's the Ritzvah is Kasha, then it's Shaloka Hagen. It's not Loka Hagen. The reason why you're chopping down the tree is not because you're Shaloka Hagen. You're chopping down the tree because you're the most generous, nicest person in the world, and you agreed to die in Yafet to give him the rights of chopping down your tree. There's nothing about Shaloka Hagen. Right? So there are two questions on the later part of the Ritva. Being that everything in the Ritva is based on Ayin Yafeh. Right? Am I okay so far? So what we basically wanted to answer, and I think, I don't know if I said it as sharp yesterday, so if I say it again, is that the everybody, Bain Rashi, Bain Taisis agree, the mode Bain or the Ritva, I don't tell you this. The question is, who's Kadim? Rashi says that the logic is the person who the seller is the Kadim, because the buyer is a new guy on the block. No. Comes along Taisa Ritva and has one disagreement. He says that based on the Svara of Ayin Yafeh, so I give you the right of being the Kadim. So therefore, it becomes the converse. Instead of being that the seller is Kadim, it's always the buyer who's Kadim. Because Ayin Yafeh means that the seller gives the buyer the schus of being Kadim. Right? In other words, I don't know. I was trying to say, argue this yesterday. That doesn't mean that the seller, when he sold the boar, he was thinking that I'm giving you the rights to chop down my tree. It could be he was never thinking of chopping down his tree. He thought that the tree and the boar are living happily in harmony for the last 50 years and they're not bothering anyone. And he assumed that just like the tree never bothered me, the tree won't bother the other boar. But it doesn't mean that he was thinking that I'm giving you the rights to chop down my tree. He was thinking, listen, I have Ayin Yafeh. I have certain schusim. What are my schusim? My schusim come from the fact that I'm Kadim. I'm giving you the schusim of Kadim. Now you run with it. Therefore, if you walk in and you say, I want you to chop down your tree, well, since you're Kadim, I have to chop down the tree. I'm not chopping down the tree because you get your eye and your up and you gave me the rights. You had das hinini mukha. I'm being agreed to have you can chop down the tree. I'm chopping down. I have the right to demand you to chop down the tree because it's kadim. Why is it kadim? I am etzias. You're not kadim. The okeach is never kadim. I and yafeh. They're both saying one svara. I and yafeh makes that the seller has in das to give the buyer the power of Kadim.
Why would the Re, why would he bring the Vechein Pirish Re, explain the shot, say Kadima, and not say one word about Ayin Yafeh to explain why it's Kadima? According to Rebbe, the whole Kadima.
That's what he said. It's not
the
same.
It's not. It's not. Vechein Pirish Re is out. Shaloka Re. Right? Doesn't he go into that?
Right.
The whole thing is not one word of Ayin Yafeh. That, according to Reb, the whole starting point is Ayin Yafeh.
You're reading it your way. I read Pumpakir. That's a riot to me because he just got finished saying called the Ayin Yafeh. And this is a continuation of K. Pirish Re. But Old Kozov is the same person. So obviously, he's still working with Ayin Yafeh. So that's again, that was our problem. If he's working with Ayin Yud, then what's he doing? So there's a stira. A minute ago, he quoted the Riya saying it's Ayin Yud, and now he makes his whole long speech, and I agree, he never mentioned a word about Ayin Yud. So it's a stira in the Riya. Tarit says that the speech that he's saying in his long speech is predicated on Ayin Yud. Ayin Yud makes Kadim.
Right.
And so therefore there's no stira between the two parts of the Ri. And now it's very good. The reason is because of Ayin Yud. The Mishnah says the reason is because of Kadim. There's no problem. The pshat is that since I'm Ayin Yud, I give you the power of Kadim. But really, I'll be mi'ikrit in the power of Kadim should always belong to the sower. Because the buyer, Rashi says, the buyer is always a new guy in the block. And the sower is the old guy in the block. So the sower has the power of Kadim, says the Ritva. But you forgot the principle of Ayin Yud. Ayin Yud means I give you my kaiches.
Why is that step necessary?
In both cases, it's the same. In both cases, I give you the power of Kadim.
Why is that step necessary that I have to give you the power of Kadim? Maybe I just stam. I'm Michael, whatever we stam learn. Why is that still
mukhrach? Because that wouldn't have fitted into the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah
says, so who told the Mishnah if I can?
Well, okay, you can't ask me cow's conscience like that. The Mishnah says that the reason why when according to the Ritva's reading of the Mishnah, when you sowed the tree, your lokeach of the tree, you don't have to chop down the tree is because it
comes. You're making the guy into such a lamdan. That he's doing it to the chaloy shame barbarch
there. I'm saying it's not a lamda. I'm saying it could be he didn't even know what he's doing. It doesn't make a difference if he knows what he's doing. Yes. It could be he, for all I know, he didn't even realize the ramifications of Kadim. He just had the Ritva saying one thing. Rashi said that the sour is Kadim. And therefore, when you sow the boar, you don't have to chop down the tree because you're a kadim. Says the Ritva, you got it wrong because it's a principle called Ayin Yud. Ayin Yud said that the sower gives the buyer his powers. So if you're right, Rashi, intrinsically the sower is kadim, but because it's Ayin Yud, so the sower will always give.
What do you mean? A regular sower.
Now he gives that to the buyer. The buyer becomes kadim.
A regular case of now
that the buyer is kadim. So the Mishnah is beautiful. The Mishnah says when you're lokeach the Eden, you don't have to chop down the Eden. Why? Because you're kadim.
All cases of ayin yafeh, it's because of a din. That I'm giving you the din of kadim.
Ayin Yafem is a general principle that Ayin Yafem. But
so why is it necessary over here?
Understands in Svara, where the Ritva understands that based on the principle of Ayin Yafem that we find in Shas, I would give if the sower. Rashi says the sower has the power of kadim. So since it's the principle of Ayin Yafem, so the sower gives that kayach of kadim to the buyer.
But I'm saying, why is that mukhrach? Whoever said it, is it possible to say this?
Saw that in the Mishnah.
I understand that, but you have a much more simple way to say it. The simple way is that it's ayin yafeh stam without a lamdas.
I don't know if it's ayin yafeh stam. I don't even know if the guy would do that. Maybe he doesn't want to give it. The way it works, it doesn't necessarily say Ayin Yud and you can chop down my tree. I don't know. It doesn't even sound like so mistabra. I'm selling you a boar. Because I'm selling you a boar, I'm Ayin Yud and gonna let you chop down my tree. It's like this child book. I don't know if you people know your children's books. That this person who had a little, they had to replace one tire, there was a fly and something, and then basically end up having to redo his whole house because, you know, the child book, once he had to change the doormat, he had to change the wallpaper, and then had to rebuild the whole house. I'm selling you a boar. So because I'm eyeing up at the board, so now I have to, I'm going to chop down my whole orchards, because I don't know if that's even so mistabra. The ayin yava is that I have a power of kadim. I'm giving you the gabi that you and your boor should be considered kadim. That's all. That's how Chazal understood that. Normally
by ayin yava is like tied at first. The call is going to go to the buyer, like whatever it is. Any shilas, we're going to go in favor of the buyer, right? I thought that's the basic.
No, an ayin yava doesn't mean that I throw in every single thing under the sun. Ayin yava means that if there, then I'm going to, but here you think, and I'm throwing in the tree. No, that's not so pushing. It sounds like a very big extension of ayin yava. You know, I don't have, according to where we read Rashi, I don't have, I'm not mechuyev to chop down the tree. I don't have to chop down my tree.
So then how did they go for note that I agreed to the
Kadam step? That there's a principle of Ayin Yaveh that I give you my kaychas. And I have a kayach of Kadima. So if I don't think, I don't say anything, I have a kayach of Kadima. I give you the kayach of Kadima. Now, unbeknown to me, I know you come and say, well, since I'm Kadim, I demand you have to chop down the tree. Okay, you're stuck. You gave him the kayach of Kadima. But that's how the Ritva is understanding it, because of the Mishnah. I'm not saying if the Mishnah says the reason why you got to chop, you don't have to, we're going on the second case. The reason why you do not have to chop down the tree in the second case is because of Kadima. Right? So I'm saying it's very nice. It's that there's one Shaila. It's not like we're talking about, you know, that the Ritva is going off point. The way the simple learning of the Ritva is, according to Rashi, the criteria who's kadim, and the Ritva is somehow learning that the criteria is ayin yafeh, nothing to do with kadim, and then it doesn't. How in the world is it supposed to fit into the lashon of the Mishnah that says kadim? But according to this, everything revolves on one shaila. Who has a power of kadim? So Rashi says, "May ikra the din, the seller has a power of kadim. The buyer is not kadim, because the buyer is always last." Comes along the Ritva and has one disagreement. He says that's very fine, but there's a svara called ayin yafeh. And Ayin Yafeh turns the tables. Ayin Yafeh means I give you the kayach of Kadima. And once I give you my kayach of Kadima, so now Adarabba, the buyer is Kadim and the seller is not Kadim. Since that's therefore in the case where therefore they have opposite dinim. They have opposite dinim, even though they're working with the same basic svara. Rashi held the din is that only when you sell the boy, you don't have to chop down the tree, because he actually held that the seller is kadim. So only in that case you don't have to chop down the tree. And the Ritva holds because of ayin yafeh. So fakir, the buyer is kadim. So only in the case where you sell the tree, don't you have to chop down the tree? Because according to Rashi, the buyer is a kadim. According to the Ritva, According to Rashi, the seller is a kadim. So whenever the seller has a tree, you don't have to chop it down. Whenever the buyer has a tree, you have to chop it down. And according to the Ritva, it's bumfakert, because of ayin type. It's the opposite. Then the Brisa comes along very nicely, according to everybody. And the Brisa is hitting the nail on the head, that the reason why you don't have to chop down the tree is because you're kadim. And then just to finish off the last point, since the reason why when you sell the boar, according to Ritva, the reason why you're chopping down the tree is not because I in Taiva, that I had Das, that I want to give you permission to chop down my tree, even though I'm not obligated. But the reason why it's a two-step process, the reason why you sell, not chop down the tree, is because when I sold you the boar, I made you, when I and Toyva, you should be the Kadim. And now you, because you're Kadim, come around and demand that I knock down my tree. So then he's right to saying that it's shelo kahogen, because in Bashir Husham, that you gave me the right of being kadim, you are shelo kahogen. In other words, in this system that it's two steps, it is a shelo kahogen. I gave you, in other words, in the way we were learning it before, when you sell the boar, according to the Ritva, the reason why you chop down the tree is because I ain't yafeh. So how can you call that shelo kahogen? He was very nice. He on the generosity of his heart, he agreed to chop down his tree, though he doesn't have to. There's nothing shelo kahogen there. But now we're saying, the pshat is that when you sell the boar, logically the bower boar is not kadim, but because of ayin yafeh, I made the bower boar kadim. Now, once the bower boar becomes kadim, then the bower boar comes with a taina. Hey, if I'm kadim, then your tree is being mazik my boar, and then that's shelo kahogen. You have no right if I'm kadim for your tree to be mazik my boar. So on the second step, after you're a tzaddik, you say it item for selling be'ayin yafeh and for making me the considered kadim. But once you did that already, now on the second step, the fact that you're leaving your tree there, you're shelo kahogen.
Because is it really shelo kahogen, or in lomdus, he's really doing something that's not appropriate, or in lomdus, we look at it as though he came second, and in lomdus, it's as though he did something wrong.
Every way makes you happier.
It doesn't make me happy to say that since it's all come from his generosity, I can hear the svara that the pshat of ayin yafeh is an undefined, unclear parameter. I'm giving you the din of kedima. That I could hear. Now, whatever that halacha comes out of that, you became the kadim. I don't have to know all the fine print. I'm a nice, generous seller. You're the kadim. But to then say, and therefore, I'm become branded as a rasha, so to speak. I never meant that. I never would have meant that. I take it back. It's not what I meant when I said ayin yafeh.
Okay, but yeah, because now that you gave that, you can't be an Indian giver. You gave him that thing, and now that he's kadim, and he says, "Hey, Mister, I'm kadim. What are you doing? Your tree is being mazik me."
So, by taking no action at all, I'm doing something kalosh to Lord
Kahogan.
Yeah. Well, one second. He may be doing the action, but you can see his speech like Kahogan. But we're skipping a step here. The guy didn't say I'm not taking action. He said I'm doing everything the Rabbanim tell me to do. And the Ritva is saying the fact that you sold it and gave him the Das Kedima, and now you and Lumdis came second, before you open your mouth, you are an Aser Shalai Kahagin. It's like you went and planted a tree next to your neighbor's boar. Why? Because you gave Ba'ayin Yafeh, and that caused Kedima. To me, it sounds like that's like the tail wagging the dog. I gave a little thing, and all of a sudden, I gave you a finger, you take a hand, and I'm the bad guy all of a sudden. Because you slipped in the line called Kedima.
Yeah, okay. But that's what I'm trying to say.
And the Rebbe in Rashi's world,
I think it definitely makes an improvement. It's an improvement on what it was before. Beforehand, there was no middle step, so it was just time. It was straight, yeah. Because I gave you, I know I'm called Shlomo Gogan. Now there's an extra step. So you say you don't even like it with the extra step. Okay,
maybe a little bit of saying in Lomdus really did nothing wrong. But somehow we get to treat you as the person who did something wrong. And since that person, that also Shlai Kagan, really, if you plant it next to your neighbor's bar, you are Shlai Kagan and you don't get money for your tree. But somehow you are macabre that upon yourself also. Not that you are a bad person. You're sad that you did nothing wrong. But you gave over a package that includes the same deal that the real Russia down the block gets.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm a little bit flexible.
Are we saying that it's Asa in the past, shelo kahogen, or continuing to stay now when you have the din?
We're saying saying in the hove. We're not saying in the past. We're saying
what's the problem?
Right now,
the guy is staying. He has the din. He came second. He has the din of coming second. So he's not saying
that there's no present. The present is he's acting. He's ready to say, I'm ready. The moment doesn't tell me what to do, I'll do it. So So it's not like he did. He gave over the.
But you're currently in a state of damaging, and you came second. It's not Ashley Hogan that you're a bad person. You're just a mazik. It's you're unfortunate. You're going the wrong way down the highway. They switched the highway on you.
Aloga Hogan. That's Aloga Hogan. He's a bad person.
Right. We said last night, if he had said you happen to be a mazik to no fault of yours, that would be a little easier.
Yes. Yes. We're not saying he really doesn't get shlishi anymore. Are we saying that?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, shlishi, no.
He has something on Yom Kippur. He has to clap al chait.
No, we're not.
Let him say shishi, Rebbe. Let him say shishi.
Okay. Oh, all right. Thank you. Anyway, we're not saying that, but we're obviously saying that it's a lumdish shalom gohogan. But Kesedov is objecting to that lumdish, that lashon. I hear it. It's not a perfect, you know. It's just an improvement. It's an improvement. It's not necessarily glat, but it's an improvement. Okay. Anyway.
Rabbi, this whole explanation of what's considered kadima, who ends up being considered kodem, can that fit into Tosas?
I do not know. The truth is, it's a little bit hard. I tried to, and then the guy started asking.
In the second step of Tosas, it's very. I don't see exactly how it's going to fit in. And Rav Gershon is speaking about Rashi versus Tosfos. So I don't know if the whole Havana of the Ritva can even, you know, be used.
I understand. It could be. It needs thought to go ahead. And when we get to the end of Tosfos, where Tosfos, I agree. I happen to agree that I first thought I would stick in it to Tosfos, but it's still. And his pshat in Rashi. That's why I was saying we push up pshat. We would take his pshat in Rashi that he has in Rashi and Tosfos, and his Rashi in the Rashi shouldn't change between Rashi.
But Tosfos is saying when he's explaining what's considered kadam, yeah, that when I sell, you know, when he is selling, when the error of the bar, when I'm doing something that triggers the error of the bar. Tosfos seems to be saying it, Bein the Rashi, Bein the Tosfos.
Right.
So Tosfos, Havana, and Rashi does not seem to be like the Mitvahs.
Okay. So, but it's even with what you're saying, I happen to agree. I didn't have to, don't go through the Cheshbon yet. But even what you're saying, it makes it still nicer. Because even if you're right that the Mitvah is different, but at least what we're making is that everybody's on the same page.
Oh, no, I hear that. I'm just even
Tosfos and the Ritva are on the same page. In other words, they're on the same page in that the criteria is kadim. Now, Enoch and Ami, they might have variations in what defines you as kadim. So Rashi says what defines you as kadim is if you're the buyer, if you're the seller, you're kadim. The Ritva says Ayin Yafeh makes you kadim. It could be that Tosfos has a third definition of what's making you kadim, what he says at the end.
Yeah, but Tosfos seems to give it to Rashi also, whatever that criteria is.
I'll grant you. I'm not arguing. We're not arguing. I'm granting you that Tosfos might be different than what I'm saying. I'm just saying, but at least, even if Tosfos is different, it's still an improvement. Because improvement even in Tosfos, because we're still making the Ritva and Tosfos not as far apart as we thought till now.
The point I'm trying to make is if Tosfos third way, yeah, and he tries to put that into Rashi, then there's no machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. They would both, each one would have to agree in the case of the other one. No, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay, we'd have to go back to Tosfos, which maybe we should do. And learn pshat in Tosfos, and with Tosfos's svara that he says that why it's considered that the, you know, I was so focusing so much on the Ritva, I forgot about Tosfos. That Tosfos says the svara that it's that when you come, that the only problem came about after the sale. Okay, I have to go. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I just
what about
that it's still nicer. Namely, Where's Eim Shan the Ritva? Not Eim Shan Taisus. It's right. It's just nicer. What comes out at the end of the day is that we're having that everybody in the whole world is agreeing that the criteria in this sugya is kadam. Not like the simple reading of the Ritva, that the Ritva is almost like throwing out the word kadam. When you read the Ritva Kipshuto, you learn that the Ritva basically threw out kadam. The whole criteria is only based on Ayin Yafeh. He uses Ayin Yafeh in both cases for some reason. He uses Ayin Yafeh in both cases, when you sell the boar and when you sell the Eden. And he somehow or another does some horrendous, jumping through the hoops to stick that into the lashon of the Mishnah, because Ayin Yafeh is Rishus and Rishus is Kadim, so therefore that's what the Mishnah said. But this is much nicer. This is that we're saying that the Ayin Yafeh is just a way of getting to Kadim. So it's a way.
But it's not really Kadim. It's really giving the rights of Kadima.
Okay, so that's fine. That means in Lumdis, you're considered the person as Kadim.
We're gonna call the other guy a Zhulig.
Okay, I can't help it. Yes.
But because I just want to add to that it's not just a lotion of calling him a Zhulig and a Shalika Hagen. The context of the Ritva is based on that Shalika Hagen, he has a bomb kasha. Nirin Dvarim Shel Tema. I cannot fathom that you have to give this guy any money for his tree, which you would give a typical mask if he wasn't like Hagen. But this guy is, what Binyamin called him a Zhulig, he doesn't tie to any money because he gave Ayin Yaf and he rented himself a coming second.
Because the Maisa, there's no Rachman. And I saw someone I tied it in the share today, and it sounded like an interesting point. That you're saying it has some meruba. Why is it has some meruba? It's a lot of money to chop down a tree. Okay. So what? So now the Baal Bor has to pay him. So the Baal Bor is offering has some meruba. If it's the same has some meruba that the Baal Eden has, so you're transferring the has some meruba to the Baal Bor. It's also not so fair. So
except that the Baal HaBor was going to pay, if he hadn't labeled the first guy Shalika Hagen, the Yash would have been for the Baal HaBor to pay.
Yeah, but so now what the Svara could be is that it's like you don't have Rachmanis and Din. Since Shalika Hagen, a meeting, we're slightly daichiking the Lash of Shalika Hagen, is Me'ikra the Din, it's your Chiyav, you're being Mazik me, you're the guy that has to pay for it. That's the law, the letter of the law. Whether we were happy with the letter of the law or not the letter of the law, the way the law works out, you lost the right of kodem for whatever reason. Therefore, you have the obligation as a mazik to chop down the tree. So now you say, well, it's hefzen meruba. I'm sorry, that's your chiyuv. So what? So you should transfer it to me and I should get the hefzen meruba. If it wasn't your chiyuv, how I would read the Ritva. If it's not a chiyuv, it's a takana derabanan. You know, the rabbanan are making some kind of takana for niske shcheinim, like that. You know, the other possibility that's floating around the sugya here, that everything is rabbanan are making compromises to make everybody happy, and there's no real din mazik, and there's no Tinderizes, and it's, you know, that was right. We had this chakira, whether we saw that the Gra said it's a dinderaisa, and you say sabek deraisa to chumra, and supposedly the Ksais and other people say that this whole mesachta is all nizkei shcheinim, and it's all compromises that the rabbanan are making just to figure out how to make everybody happy, so that people can live with peace and harmony in the best way. So if it's like that, so then I hear Tzivis Kasha. Listen, losing a tree is very expensive. So there should be some compromise. You should pay part. You should pay part. The face pay for the roots. I don't know. You know, we should divide up the money. We got to make some kind of compromise. But if it's a din, you're being mazik me. You're being mazik me. You got to move. It's not your fault. You're a tzaddik gomer. You got tricked into becoming a mommy. But halachically, you're the mazik. That's what I read Tysus. This is a halachic din. It's not based on being niceness. It's a halachic din. You're a mazik. You gotta get rid of your mazik. So it's tough luck that it costs a lot of money. It's too bad. It makes no difference. So what? The Havamina maybe was that it's more like a Nischei Shcheinim Dikadin. It's more like a compromise. It's not a Din Mazik, you know, because there is, that's not so crazy.
What are you saying, Justin Tysus?
In the Ritva. The Ritva had a Havamina. The Ritva has a Kasha at the end. We're not in Tysus. We can't read Tysus. The Ritva at the end, and the third, the last paragraph, asks the Kasha, why does Lama Nose Hadamim? Why does he have to pay the Damim, the person who chopped it down?
Reese Kasha.
What?
That's the Reese Kasha.
Yeah, okay.
The Ritva
asks the Kasha, brings the Re, who asks his Kasha. But it's all the same person. Everything.
No, the Ritz was asking on the Re. I thought the Ritz was asking that his Kasha is a Tema. The Re who's asking this Kasha, my Re, Kasha Leila Re, Zal, and it's a Veneer and Devarim Shal Tema. His words are a Tema.
No, you skipped this guy. I'm sorry. The Re asks the Kasha that you shouldn't, that why does the other person have to pay?
Right.
Then the Re gives an answer. Because it's Efsa Meruba.
Right.
So Efsa Meruba, we feel bad for the Bawi Eden. So therefore, that's what we have to pay. Benir Nidvar and Jotema means that the answer is Tamua, which means that the Kasha comes back. The answer of Efsa Meruba is Tamua. So we're trying to figure out why is the answer of Efsa Meruba Tamua? Because you're a Shlomo Gahogan. So Dov read it, is that really, in theory,
Kashi understands. I'm sorry, one second. What's the Kashi? If you say that he's Shlok Hogan,
that there's no logical reason why I should have to pay I'm allowed to chop down the tree, so why can't I chop when I have to pay for it?
Because it's Shlok Hogan, why should he have to pay him any money?
Yeah, why should I have to pay him for chopping down a tree? That's my right to chop down your tree. So that was a kasha. Why do I have to pay for chopping down the tree? And for the Ritva, that the Re answered, because it has some meruba, we feel bad for the Bawi Eden. Correct the Ritva, that's not a good answer, because the Bawi Eden is Shlomo Gahogan. So act is the question, the way we're setting it up, the Bawi Eden was a tzaddik. The Bawi Eden went ahead and he sold the tree as Ba'ayin Yafet.
He sold the boar, right?
Unbeknown to him or whatever, but by doing that, he got himself in trouble. But he's a naive, tzaddik who tried to do everything that chatchila. So how can you tell him that he's because you're also Shlomo Gahogan, we're going to throw the book at you. So what I'm saying is that maybe it's a little dichtig in the reading, but the way I want to read it is that the Havamina was that this is like Nitzkei Shcheinim, and we got to make some kind of compromise and make everybody happy. And it's Hesed Meruba, so listen, let's not make him suffer everything. Let's make this is home Nitzkei Shcheinim. We're making compromises here just so that everybody can live together in peace and harmony. And when you have neighbors, you have to give and they have to give and everyone gives a little bit and that's how everyone lives together. His answer is no, this is not a Nitzkei Shcheinim compromise. This is Shlomo Gahogan. This is a din. You're halakhically a Shlomo Gahogan, and that's why you have to chop down your tree. It's a halacha. It's not a Nitzkei Shcheinim drabanan, takana drabanan. It's a real din.
Therefore, the Ritva understands the Kasha? Is that what we're saying?
Yes, Ritva holds it's a good kasha. Ritva likes the kasha.
Ritva has the whole to pay for it.
What?
Rebbe, in Rashi's world, when he sells the bar, right, and he doesn't have a tree, he doesn't remain with the tree. Right? He sells the bar. Now he starts building a tree, right? He starts building a tree. So the bar is obviously kadam, and now he starts. So now the re would ask the kasha.
One second. I don't have the case. In Rashi's world, he sold the boar.
And he doesn't remember Shai the tree. Now he goes.
He sold the boar. Well, that's the game. He sold the boar.
Now, normally he's Mishai the tree. I'm just saying, if he doesn't Mishai the tree, he sells the boar. He sells a bar to somebody. Now the bar is kadam. Now he goes ahead and he starts making a tree. Right?
Sure, nothing personal. You plant trees, you don't make them.
That's not Rashi. That's a new case. So what's the question?
Why is the case? According to Rashi, he's being Shaloi Kahagan. So then we perfectly understand. I'm saying the Rashi, Rebbe's setting up the machloik is.
Rashi's case was that the way the Ritva quotes the case, that the guy had a tree and a boar, and he sold the boar. Now you have a case here where he only has a boar and he sells the boar.
And now he starts building a tree.
I don't know what happens in that case.
So it's no longer a case of a keach. This is a classical case of two guys who have share a border. One guy has a bar and the other guy wants to plant a tree.
The bar is over there. Now the bar is considered kadam, right? Now
the bar is kadam. It's not considered. It's not in lumdish. It is literally kadam.
Does he have to pay the other guy now? If the other guy pays, mills, makes a tree, he plants a tree, does the bala bar have to pay the guy or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I have some.
And would the re-ask the kasha? Would the re-ask, why should he have to pay him?
He's doing
shloika hagen.
Absolutely. The ritva would definitely ask his question. It's shloika hagen. And the re also asked it. The re also asked it, and the answers have some maruba.
I understand. So I'm saying he's not asking a dafka because of the fact that he's a tzaddik and he gives
answers. No. He's saying that would be equivalent to the case that you're just presenting.
I'm saying so. Mm-hmm. The whole shock of a tie will be Bishlam and Rashi, whether it's a real nizik. Rebbe's saying if it was a real nizik that we understood. So now you understand why you asked the kasha. But over here, the mile over here is the guy looks like a tzaddik according to the ritva because he always had the tree. There's the mile in the Ritva's world is that he always has the tree.
Not that he always, more than he always had the tree. It's the fact that he got himself into a bind by giving up something and not realizing the fine print in what he's giving up. And because of that, the Ritva is so baffled.
He always had the tree, and he loses it.
It's a davar shel tema. I cannot understand how you can have any consideration for a guy. You should treat him mamish like Shmuel's case, where he came afterwards and b'mezid planted a tree. I cannot figure out b'chlal why I have any consideration on a guy who had a tree first, sold a bar by Yafa, got shot himself in the foot somehow.
That's what I'm saying, Dov. The only reason why Rebbe's asking the kasha is because of this chiddush in the ritva. Otherwise, Rebbe wouldn't have the kasha.
I have to give a mussar pie. So I'm going to have to excuse myself.